Oh, that's right. I am live from the Innsbruck Resort right here in Palm Harbor, and I have snagged former Congressman Gresham Barrett. How you doing this morning, Gresham?
A little worse for the wear, but a wonderful night last night, Ann.
Oh, my
God.
Was it I tell you what, it was a great night, but this getting in this late, for those that have to get up early, it's a killer, isn't it?
Well, you know, the problem was that the convention tried to cram in 2 days into one. But it was fantastic. All the speakers were just awesome, and a lot of energy in the room last night, a lot of energy.
Absolutely. So do you? What did you think about Governor Haley's speech?
You know, I thought everybody did a fantastic job. I think the GOP really tried to put on a face last night of women.
I was very impressed with the number of women that spoke.
Absolutely. And minorities, too. Mm-hmm. The mayor of Salt Lake did an awesome job. I mean, and you know, the one thing that historically drives a lot of voters to the poll is intensity, and I think you saw it last night. You could, it was measurable, the intensity and the excitement in the arena last night.
You know, one of the things they always say about the Republican Party, it's a party of old people.
Yeah.
I mean, they do, and I was impressed with how many young people were there on the floor as delegates. Even some of our representatives from the state of South Carolina, very young people. But how many were there? What did you think about all that?
Well, you think about it, Ann. I mean, it is great to see that, but it really makes perfect sense. 50% of the college grads today cannot find a job. And there's so many people, even though unemployment's up not over 9%, there's so many people that have just literally dropped off the rolls. So, you know, when you really look at it, it's probably more like 12 to 15, and South Carolina, in certain parts, even higher.
Yes.
I think that speaks to a lot of the youth involvement. I mean, they're concerned about their future. They're concerned about raising families and having jobs. And I think that's why they're so engaged in this campaign.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is one thing that the Democrats have always claimed, that younger vote. You know, I was talking to a delegate from North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
said that in the last month, the Democratic Party in Charlotte has registered 18,000 voters.
Wow. Well, that's one of the things that we, the GOP, have to be very aggressive with, the GOV, get out the vote. And there's a tremendous ground game, not just with the GOP in South Carolina, but throughout this nation, because, you know, I mean, people fought and died for the right, and so many people, unfortunately, take it for granted.
Absolutely. So we got another day here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to be doing
today? I'm going back to South Carolina. Sorry about that. I've seen the World Fair. It is wonderful to come down and see so many of my former colleagues and be involved in the part. I would really have loved to have seen Paul Ryan. You know, my last year, the 2008 to 2010 year, I was his vice chairman on the budget committee.
I've forgotten about you.
Yeah, and what a great guy. You know, Paul has an innate ability and to take a very complex issue like the federal budget and bring it into to common everyday terms so people can understand it. And the other thing about Paul Ryan, which I really love, you may not always agree with him, but his logic is flawless. And so many people will say, you know, I understand where he's coming from. I understand what his objective is. He is sincere. I don't necessarily agree, but I certainly respect him. And that's huge for not only for our vice presidential candidate, but for this nation, too.
Absolutely. So are we going to get this budget under control?
We've got to. I mean,
I know we say we've got to, and yet our congresspeople have been out for 5 weeks here. We got sequestration and, of course, the Bush tax cuts facing us.
You know, here's what I know. I graduated from the Citadel and spent 5 years in the Army, and I've never gotten out of that mentality, Ann. And my
I don't think you ever do. I mean, I'm married to a person that, yes, I understand.
Absolutely. And when I think about leadership, I always think about it in military terms. Well, Governor Romney's not a military man, nor is Paul Ryan. But different leaders have different times. This time is right for a CEO and a CFO, Mitt Romney being a CEO, Paul Ryan being the CFO, Chief Financial Officer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get our financial house in order. It will be a daunting task no matter who wins, but I believe that those two guys, the Ryan-Romney ticket, Romney Ryan ticket.
R&R.
That's right. is right for the country, and the time's right also.
Well, I certainly hope we can get there because the alternatives are just not great going into the first of the year.
I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
Well, listen, you know, you are, you're doing all this, you're a lobbyist.
I actually work doing some political consulting for the Nelson Mullins firm. I'm more of a rainmaker, so to speak, you know, trying to bring business into the firm. Absolutely.
Now, just for curiosity, you know, being down in this environment, any desire to get back into
it? You know what? I am as excited about what I'm doing, and I'm excited about going back to South Carolina today. You know, as you get a little older and a few more gray hairs, wisdom comes. I'm very comfortable. The good Lord's got me right where he wanted me. He saved my life during this election, and, you know, he's got other things in mind for me, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you so much for talking to us today. I tell you what, it has been a phenomenal experience down here. I've never been to a convention before,
really?
So this has been very, very, very phenomenal. Congressman Gresham Barrett, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ann.
All righty.
Take care.
All righty. Sounds great. Thanks so much for taking the time. Right. Well, there you go. That is former Congressman Gresham Barrett right here with us on WCR.